This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me. I have been his patient for more than 20 years. And he said, "This is really strange. You're an African American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reports in Italy are stating that the Ruslan Malinovsky January transfer deal is now off. Fabrizio Romano, the Italian journalist and transfer expert, has stated that Jonathan David would be a good option for Spurs and Antonio Conte. Rian Skinner on the WSL defeat on Sunday. The FA Cup tie against Portsmouth has now been confirmed. Three Premier League fixture changes and Richarlison and Perisic on target in the World Cup on Monday. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start by talking about our FA Cup game against Portsmouth in January. The club have announced their FA Cup third round tie with Portsmouth at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium will take place on Saturday, the 7th of January, with the kickoff time at 12:30 p.m. It'll be the first time that we have taken on Portsmouth in almost 13 years, having last faced the South Coast side in the semi-finals of the competition at Wembley Stadium in April 2010. We lost 2-0 that day after taking the game to extra time. The League One side entered the competition this term in the first round and earned a 3-1 away win at Hereford and then 3-2 home victory against MK Dons to reach this stage of the Cup. On Monday, the Premier League broadcast selection process for February was completed, with each of our three home fixtures rescheduled for TV coverage. As we face three huge clashes at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in February, with the visits of Manchester City, West Ham United and Chelsea, each game has moved a day later and has a new kickoff time. All three matches have been moved to a Sunday slot and will be broadcast live on Sky Sports. But while our fixtures with Manchester City and West Ham will now kick off at 4:30 p.m. UK time, our encounter with the Blues moves to an earlier slot of 1:30 p.m. UK time. On Monday, it was announced by Tottenham Hotspur Football Club that acclaimed rock band Red Hot Chili Peppers will perform at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Friday, the 21st of July 2023, as part of a global tour. The Roots and King Princess will join the band for the London show. On Sunday afternoon, the Tottenham Hotspur women lost 1-0 whilst playing away at Reading in the Women's Super League. Tottenham Hotspur women manager Rhianne Skinner was disappointed with the performance and said, "I think that the better team won, actually, and sometimes you have to be able to take that. Obviously, it's not good enough from our perspective, and we all agree that in the first 20 minutes, I was really disappointed with the way that we approached the game. I felt it took us too long to get into it." Rhianne Skinner then went on to say, "We gave Reading a lead, and to be fair to them, they worked really hard and made it really difficult for us to get back into the game. I thought the subs made a positive difference, and we created our best chances in that following spell, but couldn't quite get the ball over the line to get a point out of the game, so it's disappointing." Three Tottenham Hotspur players were on international duty on Monday at the World Cup in Qatar. Ivan Perisic starting the game for Croatia, playing 105 minutes for them. The game went into extra time after a 1-1 draw. Ivan Perisic scoring his country's only goal. Croatia won the game 3-1 on penalties, and he is now through to the quarterfinals. So many congratulations to Ivan Perisic. Richarlison started for Brazil as they beat South Korea 4-1. Richarlison scoring Brazil's third goal in the game. Heung-min Son played for South Korea, playing the full 90 minutes. A report has just been published by Team Talk all about Spurs target Ruslan Malinovsky. It states a long-awaited Tottenham transfer has vanished and a media storm in Italy is to blame, while Italian journalist Fabrizio Romano has talked up the chances of signing a Manchester United target in January who's both affordable and gettable. The Daily Express recently stated that Tottenham's January transfer window is expected to be busy. However, according to reports out of Italy, one item on the agenda can now be crossed off. The report states that Spurs have been linked with Atalanta and Ukraine midfielder Ruslan Malinovsky dating back to the summer. The 29-year-old would represent a cost-effective and ready-made addition to the attacking ranks, given he's valued at around €18 million, the equivalent of £15 million.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Malinovsky operates in central areas and would provide Antonio Conte with more of a goal threat through the spine of the team. But reports in Italy are stating that Tottenham's proposed move has now collapsed. The reasoning stems from the scandal involving Serie A giants Juventus. Also in this report, it says that the club's entire board of directors have now all resigned following investigation by the Turin Public Prosecutor's Office into fraudulent accounting and alleged hidden payments to players. Also under the microscope are deals overseen by current Tottenham chief Fabio Paratici while he was employed by Juventus. As such, the report states that the Malinovsky deal, which was already complex enough, has now been complicated further by a media storm brewing in Italy. Signing Malinovsky at present is now deemed inappropriate, and the Ukraine star is now labelled further away from North London than ever before. Also in the report from Team Talk, it says a deal could be resurrected at a later stage, but for the January window at least, the move has vanished. In more positive news for Tottenham, transfer guru Fabrizio Romano has labelled a Manchester United target who's both gettable and affordable a great solution for Antonio Conte. That player is Jonathan David, and Fabrizio Romano has stated that Jonathan David has made it clear he wants to play in the Premier League. So where could the Lille striker end up? At the moment, there are no conversations or contracts between Spurs and Lille or Jonathan David's agents, but Tottenham were informed on David 1 year ago, but it's still quiet. I think he'd be a great solution for many clubs, including Tottenham. He's a very good striker. Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode, let's start by talking about the World Cup. Now, on Monday evening, Brazil beat South Korea 4-1. Of course, Heung-min Son will now be travelling home back to London. But Richarlison is doing tremendously well. The goals that he has scored in this World Cup so far, you know, two out of the three have been absolutely sensational. They really have. Another fantastic goal against South Korea on Monday. Wishing him all of the very best. But of course, I want to see England win this competition. And England are doing very, very well at the moment. So, you know, they'll be playing against Hugo Lloris, of course, on Saturday. Kane against Lloris. That'll be an interesting one. Lloris will be getting the record for winning 143 caps. That will be the he will become the most capped player for his country. And of course, if Harry Kane scores, he will equal Wayne Rooney's record with 53 goals. If he scores two goals in the game, he will even beat Wayne Rooney's record against club captain Hugo Lloris. So that is going to be such a great game on Saturday. Perisic is doing extremely well for Croatia. As we know, he's a fantastic player. Got the goal against Japan. He went off at half-time in extra time. So he didn't take a penalty, but luckily for him, his teammates got the job done, and he will now be playing in the quarterfinals as well. So best of luck to all of the Spurs players still involved in Qatar. Now, lots of reports in Italy are stating that the Ruslan Malinovsky deal is now off. It is going to be an interesting January transfer window, particularly when Fabio Paratici is reportedly under investigation. This is going to be interesting times. Of course, all of us Spurs fans are calling out for decent transfers and a decent transfer window because, you know, what we did in last January transfer window, Kulusevski and Bentancur coming in, we need a very similar window to that, i.e. two players or even more. But two, I would say, is realistic. Two players walking in to the starting 11. If I was to choose two positions where I think that we really, really do need to improve right now, it is defensively, a centre-back and definitely a right wing-back. A right wing-back for me is got to be top of the list, especially the way Antonio Conte likes to play, his system. You know, I don't feel that any of our right wing backs are going to do a job for us. I know a lot of people are calling out for Jed Spence. I can't see that happening this season, perhaps next season, but certainly not now. Antonio Conte hasn't really given him much of a chance. And I just don't feel that Emerson Royale is good enough to deliver what Antonio Conte needs and demands. Now, it'd be an interesting one, as I said, about Fabio Paratici, because hopefully he can continue in his role at Tottenham whilst being under investigation. Of course, the whole of the Juventus board has now resigned, so it will be interesting to see what happens with Fabio. But there is more than enough people to deal with transfers in the January transfer window if Fabio can't do his job. It'd be interesting. Let's wait and see. We've got Greta Steenston, who, of course, is Fabio's deputy. And, of course, Daniel Levy can get deals done as well. But definitely we need transfers in January. No excuses. Antonio Conte needs to be backed in the right way. And, of course, we need to be finishing in those Champions League spots. And, of course, we all know that all the teams around us will all strengthen. They will all go out. They will all spend money. It is just a matter now of us trying to get the best deals done possible. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week and I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and LO1 series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit GoKubota.com for a dealer near you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.